You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, author and poet, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 57, No Rules, Just Write. When I first started writing, I was about 8 years old. My Nana told me that I could write about anything I wanted, and I didn't have to share it if I didn't want to. Having that level of permission is freeing. Even as a child, I understood what that meant. It opened up a world of possibilities. I have never let go of that openness, and it's something I believe all creatives need. Today's thought is this, a quote by writer Will Shetterly. There are no rules in writing. There are useful principles. Throw them away when they're not useful, but always know what you're throwing away. You know, I don't have any formal training in writing. I don't have an MFA or even a degree in writing or journalism or any type of creative arts. There are certain rules in writing that do exist, for sure. Even with writing poetry, there are poetic forms that have rules and ways that you have to do it, or else it just won't be right. I will say something that some of you might not like. There are no rules on how to write. There it is. Despite everything writing advice, myself included, would like to tell you, there is no correct writing process. There is no right style or method. You are not doing writing wrong, no matter how you do it. And I think that's the permission that we all need, because there will be people who tell you that you have to write this way or write that way, or if you're doing this, you're doing it wrong. And I just have let go of those particular standards. I just let them go. And that's the permission that we all need in order to just free ourselves and just write. There's no one way you should sit down to write. If you're in your home office, at a desk, in a coffee shop, on the couch, at the bus stop, or if you're in the waiting room at your doctor's office, wherever you sit down to write, that's what works. Even if you're in your car waiting on somebody to come out of the store or from an appointment, wherever you're sitting down to write, that is your spot, and it works. You get the words out no matter what your environment is. You don't need an expensive desk or a fancy laptop. You don't even need trendy software. Wherever you write is good enough to write. You don't need to use any particular method to get started. You can just sit down and start writing. Sit down and write all of your dreams, your goals. Ignore all the haters who say that is bad, because there are some people who say that that's, you know, not a good thing. You could throw together half an outline and then run with it from there. If you're writing fiction, you could detail every last little scene that will happen in your work in progress and create an outline that's almost a book of its own. You could attempt any method of crafting your outline. You can write poetry however you want to write your poetry. And don't listen to people who tell you that poetry has to rhyme or it has to have a particular cadence. It just doesn't. Map your story on the wall if you have to. There are no wrong choices. Whatever way you choose to write your text is right. You could start from the end and fill in each of your points backwards. You could begin in the middle and then work by whatever section you like best. You can write in a notebook, or you can write on your laptop. You can write in your native language and translate it later. You can write it drunk or sober. You can write in the morning before your children wake up, or in the afternoon on your lunch break. No matter your writing style, your writing can still be good. Whether your prose is sentimental, whether your style is minimal, somebody will love it. There are all sorts of writers, all kinds of readers, and all types of taste. So your text will bloom in at least someone's interest. Whatever reason you write, it's good enough. For yourself, for your children, for your fan community, if you're leaving a legacy, for the dream of one day having millions of readers, your reason is good enough. Writing is a beautiful process of creation, and any reason you want to write is good enough. You are putting creativity out into the world for all who will see it, even you, to benefit. So I'll say it again. There are no rules. There is no right way, and there is no wrong way. Every method is the right way. Truth is, don't downplay yourself because you don't have a formal education in writing, or you don't have what you think other writers have. There are people that wish they had what you have. There are writers that wish they could do what you do. So you're doing great, and don't let anyone tell you that you're not. New episodes of the Fearless Inc. podcast drop every Wednesday, so please listen and subscribe. And if you like the show, please leave a rating. And yes, it does matter. Remember this: life is meant to be lived fearless with no limits. Take care.